your red hymnals, page 4, there shall be showers of blessing. Page 4.
Garden. In the name of Jesus. First of all, I would like to welcome one and all to come to this morning worship service. Somebody mentioned this morning that I had changed my name, but that is not so. My name is still John F. Clausen. But sometimes it just happens that we need to trade. And we thank God for the opportunity. As we have heard already in our hymns that we have sang, that we have Thanksgiving Sunday this morning, we thank God for all the provision that he has supplied for us and still is supplying for us today. We read in Psalms 145, verse 16, "Thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing." God is so gracious and so wonderful. He is the one that provides for all our needs, not necessarily all our fleshly wants or desires, but the needs, the wants and the needs that we have spiritually, and also to take care of our body, he provides for us. And we thank the Almighty God for that. As the opening scripture passage, I would like to read from Psalms 85, verse 6 to 14. Psalms 85, verse 6 to 14. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps." We find here that a gracious God is willing to provide for us. And also another thing that we need to ponder on today, that we have the ability of choosing God's blessings upon us. We cannot just sit back and relax and say that God will do all things. We need to cast our care upon him, and we need to believe him. We need to trust him. We also need to do our part. When we think of the fact that God so richly has blessed us again this year, it is our duty and our responsibility also to share with others. We, as children of God, we need to look at what the Lord says. What the Lord says in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. Especially at this time when we're approaching the governmental election, the federal government election, it is very important. I just have a few words on this, not that I'm campaigning, but I'd like to remind us what the Word of God says about this. Here it talks about, if my people which are called by my name, now we may see we are not the people that it talks about. We are indeed, though, the people that it talks about. Because we are Christians. We are children of God. And Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and my Father are one." So if we belong to Jesus, to Christ as our shepherd and our leader, we also belong to God, because Jesus says, I and my Father are one. Therefore, let us take this verse, or these two verses. There's only actually just this one verse that I'm going to read from here. Let us take it to heart and remember that the Lord is speaking to us here today in this passage. It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, then we may ask ourselves, is there room for humble ourselves? Most definitely there is room, because we in our day of age, in many areas of life, we are walking in a life of pride and selfishness. So therefore, let us humble ourselves and pray. Is there more room for us to pray? Absolutely, there is. There is. Sometimes when we pray, we just pray so shallow. And yet an earnest and a desire and belief and faith that God will answer our prayers, we need to pray. And seek my face, he says. Is there room for us to seek the face of God? Most definitely there is. Because many people in this world are walking on two roads. As somebody said one time about a certain person, he was trying to walk along the yellow line or drive along the yellow line. And that's a very dangerous situation, to drive along the highway and take the yellow line in the middle. That's not where we belong. We belong to the right hand, not half and half. Therefore, let us seek the face of God in honesty and truth in all areas of our life, including praying for this election and praying for our government. And turn from their wicked ways. Many live on wicked ways in this world. And that's not the pathway. That's not the way for us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the wicked way that he wants us to go. But we need, in order to stay away from that wicked way, we need to humble ourselves. We need earnestly to pray and meditate in the Word of God day and night. We need to surrender our will to the will of God. And then come the promises. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Where I'm getting at it with this is, many people believe that Christians are not to cast ballots. Well, in some areas of God's word, it almost sounds that way. But then in other areas, it sounds different. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters in Christ, if only unbelievers cast their ballots on voting day, we will get an unbelieving government. That's very clear. Therefore, I would suggest, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we believe in a godly government, let us cast our ballots. When you listen to the campaign trail that is going on, there's a lot of ungodliness going on, a lot of ungodliness and lying through their teeth. A lot of that is going on in a campaign trail. And we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is something we can do about it. In this one verse, it explains it all. And then the promises of God says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. There is a lot of healing to do in this country of ours, which is such a blessed country. And we thank God for this country. We thank God for our government that we have. We thank God for the leadership. We thank God for those that are seeking the will of God. And Lord God, we pray that you will grant us a government that is seeking your will, that you may further be able to protect this wonderful land which you are granting to us to live in. Let us not be weary in well-doing, friends. But with this in mind, before we continue, let us kneel and pray in the name of Jesus in regards to the election and also for this Thanksgiving Sunday. For those that can, please kneel and pray in the name of Jesus.
Lord, hear humble prayers and be merciful to one and all.
In the blue hymnal, number 469, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. Page 469. Could we stand, please?
Trusting that our gracious God hath yielded to all humble prayers, we are comforted and encouraged to further our meditation in his precious word. Today is the day of Thanksgiving, and there's one thing we very importantly need to be thankful for, and that is the marvelous grace of God that is greater than all our sins. If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we find ourselves today? Each individual needs to look at himself or herself. Like, for example, for myself, if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would I be? I would not be here preaching the word of God to you today. I would not have the comfort and courage to be freed from the guilt of the past or being freed from the fear of tomorrow. But the grace of God is so powerful. The grace of God has taken care of all of this. The grace of God has also provided for us all the things we need. And the grace of God is there for one and all through Jesus Christ. I would like to read a couple of verses from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 27 and 28. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27 and 28. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in the riches, in his riches shall fall, but the righteousness shall flourish as a branch. Very clearly it is said to us here, if we depend on our riches, we shall fall. We are fools. But if we depend on the grace of God, God is going to bestow his grace upon each believer. And he has done so, and he has proven himself very clearly in the past. In the same book, chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, it reads, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. This verse became very great to me one time when I pondered on it. And it was in the German side that I pondered on it. And it says, "Wo te Gott los erfürchten deit, dort wird am bejene. Aber wo te gerachte bejeren deit, oder verlangen deit, dort wird am je vore." There are two very great differences here, one from the other. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. Why is that? Because the wicked don't trust God, and it definitely will come upon them. Maybe not exactly in the way that they fear, but in one way or the other, it will come upon them. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. See what God is saying here through this prophet. And when we ponder on the things that I'm going to lay before us today, we find that to a great extent we have a capability of choosing the blessings upon ourselves. Not that we can tell God what to do, but we can trust him and he will do it. The 26th verse says, as vinegar to the eyes and as smoke to, or vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sent him. Well, you don't put smoke in your eyes or vinegar to your teeth, especially if you have a sore tooth. It can be very harmful and very hurtful. And the ones that do that, they will face the results of it. From there, I would like to turn to Psalms 145, verse 19. Psalms 145, verse 19 and on, it says, He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The promises of God, he will hear them. He will assist them that are in desperate need. He will be with them that trust in him. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked will he destroy. Then we come to this verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praises of God, of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So what is our duty to do when today at this Thanksgiving Sunday, we are looking at the thing that God has blessed us with? All the gardens and the crops, and most of them, they all bore very richly. And we thank God for that. And we look into the future. We hope that the Lord God will be with us in the time to come as well. And as we trust in him, he will bring it to pass. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, I would like to read verse 1 to 6. This is wisdom speaking here. Not knowledge, but wisdom. My son, forget not my law. This is the law of the wisdom that he is referring here to. But let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. This is interesting, verse 2 here. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. That is a great blessing, and it only comes from above. And it comes through the point of obedience. If we trust the Lord God in the name of Jesus Christ and surrender to the will of God and walk in the footsteps that Jesus Christ has laid before us, these are promises where the children of God can rejoice about, where the children of God look back and then see how God has exactly fulfilled his promises here that he has given here. He is adding length of days and long life to many people that are obedient to him. That does not mean that all children of God will have a long life here on earth. But the followers of Jesus Christ, they will walk on a narrow pathway of life which offers a lot of blessings. And the other side, the broad road, has no strength and capability to offer these blessings to us. And yet the narrow pathway of life that is spent in obedience and humbleness and love towards each other and towards God and his precious word is adding to our walk of life here on earth. And besides that, after this life here on earth is done and gone, we have the promises of eternal life, spending eternity at God's right hand, being ushered through the pearly gates into glory land, and spend eternity with God and his children and the holy angels forever and ever, where the sun shall not go down. Where no sorrows nor sighing shall approach us, where tears of pain and sorrow shall not moisten our cheeks, but everlasting joy shall be the reward and the inheritance. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon thy neck. Write them upon thy table, the table of thine heart. Oh, if we could all do that, we would reap and harvest the blessings of God. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Would we not like to renew our situation with God? And the promises of God, await the promises of God to be bestowed upon us. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord and with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. For our own understanding sometimes lead us astray. But if we trust God, he reminds us by the powerful Spirit that comes from above which way to go. In all thy way acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How wonderful. Only the children of God can take courage and comfort in this. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 7 and 8, we find written, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You farmers that sowed corn, you reap corn. Those that sowed soybeans, reap soybeans. Those that planted carrots in their garden or strew out the carrot seed are reaping carrots. And so it is in the spiritual walk of life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh, to his flesh, of the flesh shall he reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What a difference. It is not necessary for us to receive all the desires and all the fleshly lusts and the pride of life that our temporal situation sometimes desires. But it is important that we dedicate ourselves to God, that we trust the Lord God. And in verse 10 in the same chapter, it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those that are of the household of faith. When God is blessing us with a great harvest, it is our responsibility also to share with those that are in need. And there are many people in this world that are in need. There are many people hungry. There are many people in very desperate need, especially when we think of the war-torn zones on the other side of the globe. I sometimes think back years ago when I was young, how the elderly pastors were speaking about the destruction of the world, how everything seems to go haywire. I wonder sometimes, what would they say now if they would see what is taking place now? What would they say? We do read in the book of Mark, chapter 8, and verse 34 and 35, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said, this is Jesus, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, the same shall save it. If we are seeking to please our fleshly life, our temporal life, which we live here on earth, if we seek to please all our wishes and all our desires, it could happen that we would lose our eternal life. Because a person can get so busy and so entangled with all the things here on earth that we tend to forget the most important thing. And we tend to forget our humbleness that is required of us. And we tend to forget the Lord Jesus, who made all these things possible for us. We tend to forget John chapter 13, verse 34, where Jesus says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Very often, our greatest love is to self. not realizing that self is also our greatest enemy when we think of eternal benefits. We need to humble ourselves, friends. We need to humble ourselves and follow the directions of God. And he will bestow his blessings upon us as he has done in the past. I would like to read a parable that Jesus left with us. Which is found in the book of Matthew chapter 13. I will first of all read verse 1 to 9. The same day went Jesus out of the house, and he sat by the seaside, and great multitude were gathered together unto him. Great multitude. We are gathered in the house of God here today with a bunch of people, but we cannot say that this is a great multitude because the church is not even quite full. And yet I'm so thankful for all of you that came to worship a great God that is greater than all our sins. A great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat down. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Well, Lisa, this is no strange thing to us. We all know what that refers to. And when he sowed, some seed fell on the wayside. And it was trodden by man, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. Now, we're talking about three different categories here, and each individual belongs to one of them. We cannot get around it. We belong to one of them. First of all, some fell on the roadside, on the wayside, and it was trodden by man, according to the book of Luke. And the birds came and devoured it. I always think of this when we're traveling. And when there's some seed strewed on the side of a road, on the shoulder, sometimes you see a pile of corn or a pile of wheat, and you see many birds. They feast on that. When I see that, I'm always reminded of this story. Then number two, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Number three, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Number four, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Then Jesus cried out and said, Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. This is the message that Jesus spake in those days. This is a message that is still today for us here. We need to remember where we stand. We need to remember what God is expecting of us. We need to cultivate our soil. We need to prepare our hearts prayerfully, obediently. Surrendering our will to the will of God in an absolute way. Then in the same chapter, verse 18 to 23, he explains this parable. He says, Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, Then cometh the wicked, the devil, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. This reminds me of what I heard years ago. Somebody was talking about Yebrodna Predyash Tamara. As soon as people got home, they gossiped about the ministry and about the message and about the pastor that had brought the message. I often think of that, and it's no light matter to me. Therefore, my prayers are always that God will give me the words that are to be spoken. If people mock them, that's between them and God. But if people receive the word and make use of it, those are the ones that receive the blessings of God promises. Then we go to number two. But he that receiveth the seed into stony grounds, stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. This is also a reminder to me. Very often, people run from place to place without a reason. Instead of staying where they belong and helping work through the difficulties and complications that the Church of Jesus Christ is so often facing, they run away. On the other side of the fence, the grass seems to be greener. That's what I am reminded of when I read this passage. Verse 21 says, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulations or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He is offended. There are many people in this world, and I hope there are none in this congregation today, but there are many people that seek their special verses and try to twist the gospel of Jesus Christ to their needs, to their desires, I should say. Yes, but here it says so and so. Yes, but if you add this, that takes over. Many people are working that way. Instead of giving themselves to the Lord God in the name of Jesus Christ, they seek their own selfish way of life, which is rather a destructive way of life. But number three is one of them that is very often the problem in our day of age. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. The desire of the temporal riches leads so many people astray. And each individual should ask himself or herself, I am free. Am I free from this? Oh, may the gracious God free us from such a desire, from temporal riches. It brings many people to the point where they will cheat, where they will lie, where they will bring riches to themselves that doesn't belong to them. And that's not pleasing to God. That's not pleasing to God. And thereby we become unfruitful in the spiritual realms of life. And therefore we are not able to enjoy the blessings that God has in store for us. Verse 23. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Oh, we would all like to be with number four, would we not? To understand the word of God. And to understand the word of God, it requires humbleness. It requires obedience. It requires prayers. It requires love towards each other, love towards God, and love towards our fellow person. Love towards our spouses, our parents, and our children, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It requires love within us in order to receive the blessings of God as He is offering it to us. And these are the people where the seed, that receive the seed in a good ground. If we hear the word and understand the word, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. We may have a question here. Why would we not all bear fruit 100-fold? Because we don't all have the same capabilities. We don't all have the same depth of understanding or the know-how. But we can all bear some fruit. We can all give some. We cannot all give the same amount, but we can all give some. And that's why Jesus talks about some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. But as for us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, let us be reminded that we do what we can. Where God gives us the ability, He lays the opportunity before us on a daily basis. We have heard so many times in the last couple of weeks about unperishable foods. We have heard so many things about refugees. They're hungry. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Has God brought some before us that were in desperate needs? Sometimes we have people in our families that are in desperate needs. Are we willing to assist them? Are we willing to help them out? Or what are we willing to do? Are we just willing to stand by and keep everything for ourselves that God has laid upon us, that God has blessed us with? We read in the book of Joel chapter 2 and verse 19. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto His people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach, but I will remove far from you the northern army. This is important that we also hear this. And will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his hinder part towards the utmost sea. And his sting shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land. Now, in order to fear not, we need to comply to the passage that I read from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14. But here it says, in addition to that, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring forth, and trees beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be filled I heard farmers speaking about the yield of their fields, and it was nothing but good that they talked about. Therefore, let us be thankful, for God is taking care of us. God is taking care of his people. God is taking care of those that trust him. And God is taking care of all that depend on him. We read in Psalms 104, verse 27 and 28. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. It talks about all kinds of different animals here, and talks about birds, it talks about people, talks about the leviathans in the ocean. That thou givest them what thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. How are we satisfied, and how are we filled with good and with the blessings that come down from the Lord, us two words. In Psalms 100, verse 1 to 5, I'd like to read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The truth of God endureth to all generations. In Psalms 28, verse 7, I would like to read, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Verse 8, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Until this very day, our gracious God has done exactly this. And it is our prayer that he will be with us in the time to come. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 12 and verse 2 to 6, we read, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. God has done all this. God is willing to do this. But it does not mean that we can stop to call on him. We need to continue to call on him. And make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. We are serving a great God that is over all, and that is so marvelous and so wonderful. Then we look at the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. This we need to bear in mind. We need to do our part, but the increase comes from God. The increase comes from God who gave us all these promises. And this Lord God also tells us, calls us to obedience. When we look at the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Here are a bunch of people that have lacked this. They have sinned against God because they had not brought in the tithing that they were required to bring in. Then the Lord God is saying this, that we are in need. We need to help the ones that are in need. And that is a very important word of God. From there, I would like to turn to Psalms 95 and read verses 1 to 8. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also his. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed also the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. With this in mind, let us kneel with soft hearts and pray unto God.
Lord, hear humble prayers and be merciful to one and all.
Blue Hymnals, page 516. Count your blessings. Page 516.
In Psalms 121, verse 1 to 8, I would like to read. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy goings and thy comings from this time forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 16, I would like to read one verse. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are approaching that rest. When I think of this, I do realize that many people we saw a year ago in our congregations, we are no longer seeing them. A lot of them have been taken home to this eternal resting place. And as we continue traveling our journey and our road towards eternity, have a safe trip from here on till the day when Jesus will come you home, call you home. May the Lord God bless you all and keep you all and be with you, is my wish and my prayer. In the name of Christ, our Savior, amen. You may now go in the peace of the Lord, and God bless you and be with you, and have a blessed Thanksgiving weekend.